Hey, audio boosters. I'm just recording one of these little things as a way to keep track of stuff I've been thinking about with regards to Android and iOS. So I recently switched over to Android, as you may have seen on the blog, and I've been meaning to write some sort of massive post about the differences and stuff, but I haven't really gotten around to it, so I'm going to record these little bits. One thing I noticed today that's quite a significant difference in terms of UI is the date picker, or time picker rather. Date picker on Android is really nice, but the time picker is really crappy compared to the iOS one. The fact that it basically just gives you two number fields and the ability to plus and minus one on those fields is a bit rubbish. You get to sort of, I don't know, 6:30 in the evening, and you want to see what time the trains are the next day. So, you open up your thing, and you've got to basically hit this button 12 times to go back or whatever. 18, yeah. Yeah, sorry, 9 times rather. You've got to go back. The same with the minutes. You don't, like, most of the time, if you're trying to, say, look up a train, you don't really care whether it's, you want to kind of do that in 15-minute segments rather than saying, well, I need to be able to exactly specify that it's at, 8:33 rather than 8:30 or something ridiculous. So that's a bit crap. But the plus sides is I'm finding the in terms of things like the email client, just the default Gmail client on Android is fantastic. Probably the best mobile email client I've used for a long time, so that's good. I'm struggling a bit with some of the whole task model of having to kill apps occasionally, but nothing that's too problematic. When I notice more differences that can go into the massive Uber post, I'll record them. Bye.